Today is Louise Brown's 25th birthday. Reaching a quarter century is always notable, but Louise Brown is special. She's the world's first test tube baby. About a million babies have been conceived this way. At first, people were alarmed about the prospect of creating embryos in the laboratory. The procedure turned out to be much safer than many imagined. Just how safe is not known. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
3 decades ago, two British scientists were developing the techniques now known as in vitro fertilization.
In the years up to the birth of Louise Brown, I was actually working with Robert Edwards and Patrick Steptoe in Cambridge.
Today, Roger Gosden is scientific director at the Jones Institute, a fertility clinic in Norfolk, Virginia.
I remember all of the speculation saying that these babies would be grossly abnormal, there would be many birth defects, and so on and so forth. And of course, that has not turned out to be the case.
Gosden says because IVF was new, pediatricians monitored these babies carefully. The infants appeared as healthy as any other newborns, but Gosden says questions linger.
There are other, perhaps long-term impacts of conception technology which ought to be looked at, just to reassure ourselves.
In vitro fertilization is not a simple procedure. Women take powerful drugs to trick their ovaries into producing multiple eggs. It takes surgery to remove the eggs. Then there's mixing egg with sperm and growing the embryo in the lab. And finally, implanting the embryo into a woman's uterus. Marcel Cedars is a fertility doctor at UC San Francisco Medical Center.
There are certainly lots of things that we do along the steps to getting to a pregnancy that could potentially expose these children to risk, whether it's the drugs that we use, the procedures that are used to accomplish egg retrieval, fertilization, embryo development, embryo transfer. All the steps along the way may have a potential adverse outcome.
Today's science can detect problems that might have escaped notice before. Recently, several studies have hinted at an increased risk of certain rare genetic disorders. Beckwith-Wiedemann syndrome, for instance. The disorder causes children's tongues and internal organs to grow abnormally. 1 in 10 will develop cancer before reaching puberty. Alistair Sutcliffe at University College London studies the long-term health of babies conceived in the lab.
And if there's a higher risk, what families would like to know is what is that risk? And when they're being counseled before having these treatments, they should be aware of the risks.
About 1 in 14,000 normally conceived babies will get Beckwith-Wiedemann syndrome. But Sutcliffe says it's hard to say what the risks are for babies conceived in the lab. That's because it's hard to study IVF children over time.
The difficulty is that families often go away from the clinic where they've had their treatment. They're very pleased to get pregnant after waiting a long time. They go off into the, as it were, wild blue yonder without returning for any follow-up or anything.
Some wonder if comprehensive studies of the health effects of IVF can be done at all. Sutcliffe thinks they can.
What would have to happen is for the children who've been conceived in this manner be identifiable. It can be done with modern computer records, etc., but those records would have to be accessible, and that would require not only ethical approval, but also the political will.
Political will because A, it will cost money to do such studies, and B, in the United States there's a kind of fertility industry. For-profit clinics may not be terribly interested in research that might scare away customers. Marcel Cedars says several projects are now starting that will look at the health of IVF babies. Whatever they reveal, Cedars says there will always be infertile couples willing to undergo the procedure so they can pass on their genes to their children.
So I don't think IVF is going away, but I do think it's critically important for both healthcare providers and for patients to have the information so that they're making informed decisions and potentially, if they're at risk for abnormalities, to develop techniques to detect those abnormalities at a very early stage.
And possibly treat them. At least all future IVF babies will avoid one risk that afflicts Louise Brown, the notoriety of being the world's first. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
Studies about in vitro fertilization and photographs of Louise Brown are at npr.org.